News about leaked Democratic National Committee emails came just before the party's convention. The emails included messages from party chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz showing favoritism for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. Wasserman Schultz, a Florida congresswoman, agreed to step down from her position as party chair, but hoped to help unite her home state behind the party's candidate. She attended a Florida delegate breakfast at the convention Monday.
It is so wonderful to be able to be here in my home, with my home state. All right, everybody, now settle down. Everybody settle down, please.
Despite the jeers, Wasserman Schultz continued, reminding Florida voters of the role they played in helping to get President Barack Obama elected. Bernie Sanders supporters can be heard in the background yelling shame as Wasserman Schultz goes on to say she wants to continue serving Floridians.
I thank President Obama for the honor of serving as the chair of the Democratic National Committee and being able to watch his back and bring him across the finish line in 2012, which we did on the shoulders of Florida's voters. Didn't we, Florida Democrats? Yes, we sure did. And we have made sure that we could continue to build our economy. And we must...
Wasserman Schultz has resigned as DNC chair and is now facing a tough re-election fight at home. Her opponent, Democrat Tim Canova, is backed by Senator Bernie Sanders. He sees the unrest as a potential opening.
It certainly seems like sentiment, public opinion, has shifted quite dramatically.
Meanwhile, leaders in the Democratic Party are working to redirect the focus. FBI officials have said it is likely Russia is behind the DNC's leaked emails, and the Democratic Congressional Committee says it's been hacked, too. Some Democrats have said that's because Russia is backing Donald Trump for president. U.S. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida says he believes it's possible the country's president, Vladimir Putin, is behind the leak.
Former KGB, he loves to get in and disrupt, so of course he could.
And Nelson says that could pose a threat the U.S. may need to answer. But Nelson maintains he doesn't anticipate the leak will have much of an impact on the election's outcome.
It may have worked in the sense that it showed that people have opinions in the DNC, but beyond that, it's not going to affect the outcome of the election.
Meanwhile, Sanders is urging unity. He paid a surprise visit to Florida delegates the day after Wasserman Schultz gave her speech.
Now, whether you supported me or you supported Secretary Clinton, we all know what our task is, and that is to make sure that Donald Trump is not elected President of the United States.
Sanders told the group of Floridians, Republicans don't win elections, Democrats lose them. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.